From WDAV Classical Public Radio and South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with World of Opera. When we hear the music of certain composers, we almost immediately think of opera. And we're listening to one example. You hear this music, with or without the words, and you immediately think Anvil Chorus, Verdi, opera. Yet there are other great composers who wrote plenty of operas, good ones, who are seldom thought of as opera composers. This is the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker. As it happens, Tchaikovsky wrote a number of very fine operas. But when we hear his name, we tend to think of orchestral music, ballets such as The Nutcracker and Swan Lake, or his great symphonies and concertos, but not his operas. And something similar is true of another popular Russian composer. Igor Stravinsky wrote music in a wide variety of genres. Like Tchaikovsky, he's famous for his orchestral scores, especially his ballets, such as this one, The Rite of Spring, along with The Firebird and Petrushka. But also like Tchaikovsky, Stravinsky wrote some fine operas, yet is seldom regarded as an opera composer. But maybe we can change the reputation of both composers, at least for today, with a double bill featuring operas by Stravinsky and Tchaikovsky. This music is from a short opera called Iolanta by Tchaikovsky. It was actually the last opera he ever composed, appearing in 1892 on the heels of several more familiar dramas, including The Queen of Spades and Eugene Onegin. And about 40 years later, Stravinsky wrote a short opera of his own called Persephone. Technically, the piece is a melodrama, but it has everything an effective opera needs, including vivid settings, a complex and sympathetic title character, and a classic story, all brought to life by colorful and richly expressive music. This time on World of Opera, we'll hear the double bill of Stravinsky's Persephone and Tchaikovsky's Iolanta from the 2015 Aix-en-Provence Festival in France. The stars include soprano Ekaterina Shcherbatchenko and tenor Paul Groves in a production featuring the Lyon Opera Orchestra and Chorus with conductor Theodore Korensis.